And so I'm going through this teaching of prophetic breakthrough, and that word, God wants us to know that he's going to start removing obstacles. There may be seem like there's things in our lives that are slowing us down or things that are blocking our way. But God says, through this breakthrough, I'm removing obstacles. See, because when God says something, the enemy can't stop it. He might be able to slow us down by getting us to look to the left or getting us to look to the right. Amen. He might slow us down. Or he might get us to want to go another way because we don't want to wait for God. But God says every time he speaks his word, it's going to come to pass. And so God is saying that today he's removing all those obstacles. Come on. And I'm going to say right now, I blame myself for those obstacles. Could be doubt, unbelief. It could be wanting doing it my own way. It could be telling somebody your prophecy, and then they tell you something that God didn't tell you, and then you end up listening to what they say. Like you tell somebody a prophecy God gave. Oh, well, I heard God gave that to somebody else. It never happened. Then you think about it, and you go, it's not going to happen, I guess. But God says, God has promised in his word, every word he has spoken will come to pass. And a lot of times we are the obstacles. But God says, I'm removing those obstacles. I'm going to give you more of my faith to believe me and to not hear what the enemy is trying to say and not to hear what everybody else is saying. Saying sometimes it's just good to be quiet. You know, I love to get prophecy. I love to get blessed. I love to hear my brothers and sisters give me a word of encouragement. It's a good thing. But we don't have to go around telling everybody all that. They could see the joy of the Lord in you. And if they want what you want, then just pray that they get it. That's me personally. I don't talk too much about what God shows me. I just pray. God shows me something about somebody. I don't go, hey, guess what God showed me? I just pray for that person. That's it. And then leave it alone. And then when it happens, I just smile. Did you know that? I just smile. I didn't say, yeah, God showed me last week and I prayed. Look what happened. Wow, you know, I'm deep. No, I just smile. You know, I just smile. I know God knows that I know, and I know that he knows that I know. Unless he says to me, I want you to go tell them what I'm telling you because I want them to receive it because they need it. Right? That's how my God works. And sometimes he expects us to say it when he says to say it. Amen? And so, sister, I'm releasing this word to you because what God told you last week concerning your sister, it's going to happen. We don't care what it looks like in the natural. He creates everything. Amen? So you keep that in your spirit, sister. Amen? Because it's going to happen. God's word is going to come to pass. And we're going to see in God's word today, through the word of God. Because, you know, saints, you know what's going to keep you focused on Jesus? This. And so when we... here at Genesis, share the word with you. It's to get you, and that's four for me, one for you. It's to get us back in line. Because we're out there in the world, right? We're in the world, but we're not of it. But when we get out this, you know, sometimes things attach itself to us, right? And God says, get back in the word so you get back focused on me so that when I want to move, you can move with me. Amen? Because God's always moving. Amen? So that word breakthrough, the word break means to break or break off or to sever. Amen. That word through means completed. So God is saying, look, this, in this prophetic breakthrough, I'm gonna sever those things that were a part of your life that shouldn't be a part of your life. I'm going to do it, God is saying. And then he says, in this breakthrough, it's going to be completed what I've said. In other words, God's going to make the manifestation of it happen in your life. Today we were praying in the green room, the ministers, as we were praying, God says, there is going to be, and there was a teaching a few months back about an activation, and God says, this prophetic breakthrough is going to be activated today. You will see what God has promised in your life. Whatever you're believing him for, whatever word of knowledge, word of wisdom, word of instruction he gave you, God says you're going to see it coming to pass. So we're going to jump right into here, saints, and when God gave me this prophetic breakthrough, the first scriptures, the first thing he gave me was 2 Chronicles chapter 20, the battle of Jehoshaphat. We know that, right? We know that, right? The armies came against him. He didn't know what to do, but God raised up a prophet and prophesied unto him what exactly was going to happen and it happened, saints. And do you know that God is still the same today? Amen. When God speaks to his people, we're going to see in the New Testament too. But I want to, and we're going to jump a lot of verses here. I just want to highlight certain things to encourage you, to get you back on realizing God still prophesies. And prophecy will come to pass. Amen. And 2 Chronicles chapter 20, let's start with verse 14, chapter 20. It says, then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehazel, the son of Zechariah. Verse 15, and he said, listen, all of you Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Amen. Tomorrow, go down against them. Verse 17, and you will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord is with you. So here God is saying through the people, this is what's going to happen. I'm with you. Just go out. You're going to see my hand move. Just stand still. In other words, when God says to stand still, he wants us to stay focused on what he said. Amen. Not on what we think. And so we jump to verse 20. It says, so they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me. Now Jehoshaphat is prophesying. O Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God and you shall be established. Believe his prophets and you shall prosper. Verse 22. Now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord sent ambushers against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. Amen? So God is saying, look, keep your eyes on me. I'm going to go before you. I'm going to defeat your enemies. And he did. He said, the battle's not yours. You're not going to have to fight. As you read on the other verses, it talks about how they went on the mountain, they looked down, and everyone was dead. And it took them 3 days to get all the spoils, all the blessings of God. And so God wants us to know that when he prophesies something over our lives, it's going to happen. In here, we see it happen the next day. God can do what he wants to do when he wants to do it. Whatever prophecy God has given you, saints, don't say, well, it's been about a month and I haven't seen anything. God prophesied a promotion at my job. He prophesied that my family's going to be saved. It's been a couple of years. Just keep believing God, because heaven and earth will pass away, but not his word. His word will be established. Amen. So what is prophecy, saints? We have taught about that before, but I just want to give you a reminder of prophecy. What prophecy is receiving revelation from God. Something only God knows. And you'll know it's only God knows because he knows. Because he knows everything about us. Amen. It's receiving revelation from God, a message or a word, and then speaking it. You are God's mouthpiece, saints. God needs somebody on this earth to speak his word. Amen. To speak what God says, to speak what God says to speak. In Genesis, God spoke and it came to pass. So if God spoke and it came to pass, God says, now that the great I am dwells within us, Genesis chapter 1, verse 3 says, God said, let there be light, and there was light. So if God said it, it's going to happen. God has not changed, and his word is still alive and active. In prophecy, we just speak what God says, and he does the fulfillment. Amen? Heaven and earth will pass away, but not my words, God says. There is an anointing of activation of God's promise coming to pass, saints. Now listen to this prophecy. And as soon as I start reading these next three scriptures, you're going to know exactly that prophecy has come to pass. You're going to know. And God says it already came to pass. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a child is given. His name will be called Wonderful, Counsel, Mighty God. He's talking about Jesus. He's already here. God's prophetic word has come to pass. Isaiah 11:2. Isaiah is prophesying, and he says, the Spirit of the Lord God shall rest upon him. Talking about Jesus. Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach, to heal, and to proclaim. In Luke chapter 4, verse 17 and 18, Jesus is saying this, and they handed the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. Verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach, to heal, to proclaim. And saints, that prophecy is being fulfilled. Now listen to this. How do I know that prophecy has been fulfilled? Look at verse 21. And he, Jesus, began to say to them, today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Come on. Now, if God has given us a perfect example of what he said back in Isaiah days, and then here Jesus comes in the New Testament 2,000 years ago, and he tells us, hey, look, it's being fulfilled. The word of God's being fulfilled. Look at how long it took. But God is saying, it's not going to take that long here. God's ready to move, saints. What God has given you, be assured, if you are still holding on to it, if you still believe in it, it will come to pass. And the more you acknowledge to God, not to man, not going around telling everybody what prophecy God gave you, but if you go, and I'm sharing this right now because what I'm hearing something right now. If you believe God for it and say, Lord, I know that you said you would do this and you're going to do it, and a circumstance or months pass, and you still haven't seen it, but here comes the Holy Spirit and he reminds you again. Remember that prophetic word? Say, oh, yeah. And instead of saying, well, I haven't seen it yet, say, God, thank you that what you said is going to come to pass. Right? Because it keeps it alive. It keeps the word alive when you speak life. Not when you say, well, I guess it's not going to happen. But if you start speaking it, it's going to happen. The reason I'm saying this, saints, is because what God's releasing right now, I hear your sister's baby crying. I hear it right now. But it's not even born yet. But I hear it. How is that possible? Because God is already in the future.
Amen.
We're in the flesh, so it takes us time to get there. But God said, if you will speak my word, I'll bring it to pass. Let me give you another example. Okay, let's say you're believing for something so supernatural and you don't know how it's going to, but God says, if you speak it, I'll do it. And if you say, well, what if I say, God, and it's really not what you want to do? God says, did you know God says in the Bible, if he doesn't have it, he'll make it? He'll make it for you? And so here you are prophesying God's word. I'm prophesying salvation for your family. But yet they're out there in the world and this never looks like they're going to get saved. All of a sudden, the enemy comes and says, don't say that. What if they don't get saved? Well, is it God's will that they get saved? Yes. So then once you speak it, even if there might be a little hesitation in you to believe it, God says, I'm going to do that because it's a good thing. It's a good thing, so I'm going to do it, God is saying. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? God lets us make decisions too. He lets us prophesy life too. And he says, I'll back you up if that's according to my word. So don't ever think, well, is that what God wrote down, that person's supposed to get saved? Everybody's supposed to get saved. God says, I wish that none should perish. And I'm not just talking about salvation. I'm talking about if God gives you something else. You don't have to say, well, you know God wants us to prosper, right? And so here you're praying for a family that's in poverty. You say, Lord, you know I want them to prosper. You know that's your word. I prophesy over this family that you will prosper. And in the natural, it doesn't look like that. And then here comes the enemy, tells you, well, come on, look at their lives. There's no way. But God is saying, that's what I've commanded. So if you speak it, I'll do it. I don't know. It's just stuff sometimes God gives me. And I'm wondering, is this? But I keep speaking life. And so I'm encouraging you right now, since the activation God is doing, he's going to allow you to get into that future. If you've read your Bible and scripture in the Old Testament, how many times has he shown men and women of God the future and what's going to happen? If you want to know about that, go to read Daniel. God showed Daniel so many things of the future. But he wasn't, he sent him in the future, but he wasn't there yet. And saints, you may not see your miracle now because you got to get there. But I guarantee you by the Spirit of God, not by me, that he will do it for you if you speak it, if you believe it, no matter what the circumstance. And I'll tell you a secret to keep it right in here. Don't tell everybody. You can tell, you know, I tell Fred. We're in unity in this. But certain people, right, you get so excited, you tell them, oh, no, that's not going to happen. You know what I heard about prophecy? That's not of God. That's not of God. Don't go to Genesis over there. That's not of God. Well, I don't know. We've been here over 60 years. So, you know, the proof is right there. Let God be God, you know. But God is here today to activate the prophetic in your life. The activation of everything. And you know what you have to do? Nothing. Because it's already been commanded. It's already written down. God has a scroll with all your promises on it. Did you know that? He says he even has a warehouse with all the things he wants to give you. And he says he's going to open those windows of heaven and pour out a blessing to you. You know what? I truly believe those blessings are the prophetic word that God has for all of us. Because prophecy is life, saints. I don't know about you, but it's encouraging. You know, it's encouraging to get a word of prophecy. And so Jesus says that, today, the scripture is fulfilled. Prophecy is to say what God says, and God will bring it to pass. He is the author and finisher of all things. He watches over his word to perform it. Saints, did you know that you are God's prophecy coming to pass? You are God's prophecy coming to pass. God prophesied that you would come to pass. Did you know? I'm going to show you in scripture. Did you know that? Jeremiah chapter 1. Verse 5, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. God knows us personally. He prophesied over us that we would be born. You know, you hear all this thing about people, I don't want to be born. Why was I born? For God, he sanctified you, prepared you for himself. Prophecy is God speaking to us through his anointed servants. Every word of prophecy from God was given to edify, to comfort, to exhort. You know what that word exhort means? It means to give advice. It means to warn. You know, sometimes we make a detour, right? God says, get back over there because they don't want you over there. That's not good for you over there. I'm warning you right now that, you know, they're talking nice, but that's not what's behind what's going on. See? Warning is not because God wants to get you. Warning is because he loves you so much. He wants you to go the way he has planned for you. And did you know Jeremiah 29:11 says he's a good plan for us, not to hurt us? And so when God gives you a word of exhortation from a prophet of God of warning, it's because he loves you. Amen. I heard Rob Sanchez say one time that when God sees us, he looks through us and sees Jesus. And I know God loves Jesus. So if God's giving me a warning, it must be something good that he wants to keep me out of. He wants to watch over me and protect me, and he loves me. He doesn't want to say, I'm going to get you. He loves me too much. So when God gives us warning or advice, you know, That's what God like? He loves doing that, giving us advice. We don't know everything, but he does. How cool is that, saints, that we are connected to somebody who knows everything? And we just have to ask him. We just have to ask him, God, what do you think about this? Sounds good. What do you think about this? No, okay. A lot of times we don't listen to him because we want to do our own stuff, you know. But that's okay because we learn from those things sometimes, right? So God wants us to know that when every word of prophecy to exhort, and it also, saints, that word of prophecy is to predict and to proclaim. And we're going to read in scripture that that's true. We need to proclaim the word of God. What do we hear in Isaiah 61? To heal, to teach, to preach, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Isaiah 53:5, this is what Jesus Look at Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. By his stripes we are healed. God prophesied that we would be healed already. I'll show you. God has made a way for your healing. Even before you needed it, God says, I have healed you. Receive it because it has been spoken over you by God. Remember Genesis 1:3? God said, light, let there be light, and there was light. See, saints, it's obvious. Sometimes we don't feel good, right? Sometimes things come in our bodies and stuff, and God says, I knew about that already, but I prophesied over you that by my son's stripes you were healed. That's the word you're supposed to receive. Not, I got 6 months to live. Not, I got arthritis. Not, I got cancer. Maybe it's obvious it's there. But when God says, I am the God that healeth thee, he makes a way for it not to be there. Because you want it out of there? Oh, yeah. Then say it. Say my word. What does my word say? See, because this body, saints, was created by God. Do you believe that? That this body was created by God. So it has to obey the word of God. Because the word of God is what gave it life to live on this earth. We were singing today, it's your breath in my lungs. We're not, our lungs don't have breath in it just because that's how the body works. God breathed his breath in us and it's still there. Listen to this. Even before we were born again, his breath was still in us. Even though our spirit man wasn't born connected to him, we went our own way. We chose our own way. So our spirit man was alive, but it wasn't alive to God. But then when we became born again, our spirit came alive to God. Now we can talk to him. We got a place in heaven. But his breath was always in us. It's not our strength, the Bible says. It's his strength. In us. That's how merciful God is. I wish that none should perish. Every person alive, God loves if they're serving him or not. But there is benefits in knowing who Jesus is and him as our Lord and Savior. There's benefits in that. Peace, joy, hope. I don't know about you, but I got joy all the time, even when there's bills to pay. I got joy all the time, even when I got to work overtime at work. I got joy all the time, even though I want to sleep in and I can't sleep in. I still got the joy. Why? Because it's not a feeling. It's the real thing. And that's our connection with God. When you become born again, he gives all that to you. And then you have hope. Sometimes when you're in bed and you're not feeling well and, you know, you're sick or something, You don't want to feel like that, but inside of you, you have hope that it's going to pass. Eventually, you're going to get up, and you're going to go back to normal. That's the hope of God. Some people don't have that. They're so full of fear, they can't see anything good. But the salvation of God is good for us, saints. And so God wants us to remind us in Genesis, he said, let there be light, and there was light. God said it. God said you are healed. Just receive it. Just receive it. You know why you can receive it? Very easily. Because Galatians 3:13 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, becoming a curse for us. You know what that word curse means? It means trouble. How many of us get in trouble sometimes? We have troubles sometimes, right? Come on, don't be. I'm going to raise my hand. Oh. If I raise it, then I'm confessing it. No, you're not. Because Jesus has redeemed you from the curse of the law. Amen. You know, say, sometimes we say stuff, and it's not under the anointing we say it. And we think, oh my goodness. It's when you say things under the anointing. Then God says, oh, well, you shall have what you say. Sometimes we say things ignorant. And you listen to this. I thank God he knows. He says that when we say things we shouldn't, you know what he does? This is what God does. And it's in the word of God. I read it one time. And so I practiced it one time in the mirror. And I go, man, God must do that a lot to me. You know what he does? When we say things we shouldn't, and his, you know, his mercy is forever. You know what he does? He does this. He winks. He winks like, ah, that's all right. They're not going to get in the fit. That's not going to happen to them. I said, man, God's probably always winking at me. Because God says he winks at our foolishness, those decisions we make that we shouldn't. In other words, like, you know, when somebody winks at you, it's like, nothing. That's all right. That's all right. That's all right. You know, and when you did that to me, it's such a revelation. God knows us so well. He's a good God. And so that word curse means trouble or harm. It literally means disease, pain, and sorrow. But today, God is bringing his word to pass in this prophetic breakthrough, and I know God is making a way. Saints of God, people of God, and all God's creations, you have been redeemed. No more curse. Affliction is gone. Diseases are gone. Pain is gone. Sorrow is gone. Jesus, the spirit of prophecy, is saying to you, the spirit of God is upon me. He has anointed me to heal you, to preach to you, to proclaim to you that you are no longer under a curse, Jesus saying. In my name, you have received forgiveness of sins, healing in your body, healing in your soul. I, Jesus, prophesy to you through my servant this day, there will be freedom in your life. You will walk this walk of faith, and I will be with you, and I will guide you. In this prophetic breakthrough, I will bring to pass what I have spoken to you through my prophets. Change is here. The atmosphere is changing. My word cannot be stopped. All my promises will come to pass. Today, I have shown you some of my promises that have come to pass. Believe me. Believe my word. You are not alone. I am with you. I will bring you through, and I will fulfill my word through you. Only keep your eyes on my son, Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the light. I prophesy to you through my servant this day, there is a move of mine coming upon this earth that will show this world that there is a God in heaven and that he is the only true God. Peace, my peace I leave with you, my people. Do not be dismayed nor worried. Heaven is real, and so am I. There is a prophetic breakthrough today, saints. Receive it by faith. Allow the Spirit of God to activate this in you and through you. That in Jesus' name, you will manifest signs and wonders and miracles. When God released this, I saw finances being released. I saw family members being saved. I saw doors of opportunity opening up. This is truly a move of God, saints. And to God be all the glory. Be all the glory, saints. And God wants you to know this today. I'm closing with this. I'm closing with this. It's in Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all one accord in one place. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. And it fulfilled the whole house where they were sitting. Then they appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. This is prophecy being fulfilled, saints. Verse 14, but Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, men of Judah and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words, for these are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel, saints, what God prophesied through him. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. I don't know about you, but you're sitting here right now with God's spirit in your flesh. That's prophecy right there. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. I don't know about, but I know all of us here are sons and daughters. I know that. And God says, you're going to prophesy. You old men shall dream dreams, and you maid servants, and you men servants and maid servants. I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. The purpose, one of the purpose of prophecy is to prophesy. And God is saying to you, prophesy. You've got my spirit in you already. What is prophecy, saints? Revelation from God. What is prophecy? Speaking what God says to speak. What is prophecy? To uplift, to strengthen, to warn, to give advice. And God is saying, I can work through you. I can speak to you. Let me speak to you. There's people out there that don't know what to do. They don't. And we got the answer. But God will only give you God will only allow you to speak to somebody that you have what they need. I don't care how they look. They could look like a CEO, or they could look like somebody on the street that nobody cares about. And God tells you, go tell them that I love them. Go tell them that they're blessed. Go tell them that things are going to be all right. Well, Lord, I can't say that. Well, why can't you say that? If you say it, I'll do it. Don't you want them that way? Yeah. God doesn't want anybody overwhelmed. He doesn't want anybody stressed out. Say, but God, if I say it, what if it doesn't happen? God says, that's not up to you. I watch over my word to perform it. It's on me, God is saying. But is it a good thing to pray that somebody's not stressed? Is it a good thing to pray that somebody is healed? Yes. So then say it and I'll do it. You have, saints, you have already been authorized by Jesus. Jesus says, I have power, and I authorize you to use that power in my name. And so today, God wants you to know that there is a prophetic breakthrough manifestation being activated right now. You will start receiving what God prophesied over your life, but you will also start giving unto others what God wants to give them. And remember, prophecy lifts up. It encourages. Right? And that's what we're supposed to do. It's not doom and gloom, but it's joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. I want everybody to feel like I feel. Well, then God said, then speak that to them. And I do. But I don't say, well, I haven't seen it yet. What's going on? I just speak it and then I go do what I'm supposed to do. God says, I'll do the rest. But someone needs to speak life, saints. Yeah, but they don't deserve it, God. Did you? Somebody spoke life to my life, and I know I didn't deserve it. I mean, you see my wife, Mary, Pastor Mary, you know I don't deserve her. She's the best, man. And so it doesn't matter if they deserve or not. You have within you to speak life. Speak it to everyone you see as the Spirit of God directs you. Pray for that family. Well, Lord, I'm driving by. So what? Just keep driving, but keep praying. I'll touch them, not you. Amen. And so in Jesus' name, I release that to you. But I release it to my brothers and sisters on live streams too. I release in Jesus' name this prophetic breakthrough to manifest and be activated in your lives, that you too will prophesy life. And that what God has spoken over your life, you will see the manifestation of it, of finances, family salvation, doors of opportunity opening up for you. For with God, all things are possible. I release this to my brothers and sisters on live stream, that today in the name of Jesus, you will receive this according to God's word in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.